Fesatiantos, Ikanda Libanono Shibede, Hapani Mini Mini Capado, Hapani Mini Mini Capado, Shepantoni Mekete, Lilando Shadibe, Lilando Shadide, Mika Padada Bada Bada Bada, Meyando Lobo Lobo, Shepa Papa Pa, Li Papa Papa Dimaniandos, Jegini Mikatanime. Lipadada bada bada bada, shipe tedie, ike pedede bede bede bideando, yo popo popo popo, shantini mini ando lo bolige, ye panini mini shadede bede bede, santo ni mekele, sheipadada bada bada bada, imana nomo nomo shadia, lift up your voice, makatuni mini ya shade. Oh, somebody lift up your voice and be grateful to God this morning. Machini mikate. Machini mikate. Mikatono moshike. Itaneni misano. Shependeya. Raponi mikayeye. Itaneni kaponiye. Raponi mini mini santeya. Sheipa tepedi badiano. Sheipa tepedi baniano. E kapani mani 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 ma. E ya 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 ya. Shani mani 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 ma. O koli bili bili yando shadi ba ya ya. E pani mani 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 ma. Sheye tani mani ma. We thank you, Lord. Mikapano no mokoye. Shaya patini mini katonye. Mantoni me seni meni meni me. Mantoni meni me seni meni meni me. Miando lobo kosea. Thank you, Lord. Mashade. Hey, bada da bada bada. Shantalia. Ye pepepe. Ye pepepe. Limano kolie. Nimano kolie. Mashantiriando. Mashantiriado. Lei bada da bada bada ba. Sei patani mani mani ma. Roponi mani mani mashadie. Ye bada da bada 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 bada. Shapani mani mana masanti de. O koni makaya ye. O koni makaya ye. Ye pa 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 pa. La pani mini mini yam bada 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 ba. Shebere bere bere bere. Me kapana mana masanta ye. Zepe ni ma kapani ma zepe ni ma. Aya bakali bada 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 bada. Ye pelelelelelelele, ye pa 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 pa. Shatani mani 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 ma. Oko ni ma shada bada bada bada. Lei pa 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 pa. Ni ma kapa ni mani ma shada da bada bada. Lipano na mono 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 mono. She pele 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 pele. Ye pa 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 pa. Maka pali bili mashada bariba. Ye panana mana mashantiando. Shantiando, shantiando. Make up bada da bada bada bada. We thank for such a dispensation. Lato ni ma shete ni mano. Lipano shete ni mano mone. Ika pala bala 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 bala. Aya pa 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 pa. Ye tani meseke tani maya yo. Rampani be. Oh, kabide, sadie, katane, manono. Ye yanono no moshedia. Ye kasatani mani mano monomo. Rapoliba, rapoliba. Ye kapa, tinimini anos. Semini mi kanono monomo. Shanta di badede. Eipana manono. Sebeini kato no moshie. Ma papa pa. Ye panana mana mano. Kanono moshadie. Kanono mana moshadie. Yente na kolo. Yente na kolo. Yente na kolo. Mika pani mini yando. Wokono mana mana mana. Ye pasata ni mani mano. Rapapa pani mani maye. Ika pani bashani be, lipano na mana masadiye. Ika pani bani bani ba, ye patana mani mashadi badiba e kapadi badiba shepana mana 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 ma sadi mani 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 ando e kapatani mani mani ba loponi mashatani badibe santini mini an kola bola ba ye padada bada 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 ye pani mani 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 ma e kapali bala bala ba shadi bari bari ando lokoni mani mene 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 me shante ni masade bari ando da bada rapa pa 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 e kamani mini mini ano aya pani mani 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 mo shepeni mani mani masante rapa pa 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 likano no mo no mo shaya bari 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 ba ye papa 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 la nokto lobo sherie ye kanona mona moni mani me ra papa papo shaya papa papo mi kapari bari bari bo rantari bari bari bo shepani mani mani bo rantoni mani 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 sepe katoni mani mashe ranto di bedebe ranto di bedebe Ranta di bedebe, Ranta di bedebe, Shapa di badi badi ba, Rapa pa pa pa, Ika pa di badi badi ba, Aya pa 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 pa, Ye pa 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 pa, Ye pa 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 pa, Nima ka pa di bada bada bada, Mekalo wala la basha di badi ba, Sempe tani me, sempe tani me, Zembe tani me, zembe tani me, rapani mani mani mo, kianto dobo dobo dobo, repani mani mani mo, shatani mani mani mo, lepata rabani mani ba, yeta na mana mana ma, shapani mani mani mano, rapani mani mani bado, zente ni mana mano, kapani be, kapani be, shape tani mo, shape tani mo. Raponi makie, raponi mani makie, santoni keneke, santoni keneke, lepando ni makaye, lepando ni makaye, shaipani me, nikapadodo, shaipani bo, shaipani me, ayandolo bo, mikapanono, shaipani beribe, Shape on a manamo, to the many Mikaya, and the Labalabo, Yaka Papa, Shadi Bedi Bedi Bed, Anonamana Manamo, Ipanana Manamano, Shida Shida, Lia Paduo, Lipada Labada, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. It's a blessing and a privilege. Amen. To be here. An honor that we can come before the Lord. I trust you all had a good sleep. Did it happen? Fantastic. God is gracious. Amen. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. For the kingdom, verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Verse 15, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. And he that received 1 talent went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and bought other 5 talents, and saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast given that thou been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said unto him, unto the Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. I was afraid, and went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there you are with what is thine. What a shock. And the Lord answered unto him, said, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with Israel. Take the 1 talent from him and give it to the 1 with 10. Amen. And then goes on to talk about the fact that to everyone that has shall be given, and even abundance. But from him that had not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And he cast the unprofitable servants into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, this is a scary passage of scripture. I don't know how you feel after yesterday's little exposition. How you feel about this whole passage. Does anybody see himself in this passage? Can I see your hand? If you see yourself, that this passage can relate to you. It does, or it can relate to you. Can I see your hand? Yeah, it's a very scary, scary, worrying piece of scripture. Those of you have covered yourselves, it's not easy. The boy went to school and his children's service and teacher taught them a scripture. Many are called and few are chosen. And the following week when they came, the boy said, the teacher asked on the scripture. The boy got up and said, many are cold and few are frozen. many of you are cold and few are frozen, I tell you. Which is also quite true, looking at the type of church that you can have. But please, don't be frozen in the name of Jesus. All right. So, just a recap of what Bishop took us, the journey we started yesterday night. And I feel it's going to be a wonderful journey. How many of you can feel that it's going to be a wonderful journey? Can feel that revival will come your way. Can feel that some midstream correction is coming your way. Midstream is you're going on and then you're going off and then you are corrected in the middle of the stream. Midstream correction. So that you will not be a disaster. The Bible says that he called. That is Okay, just look at me. It's all right. All right. He called his own servants. The fact that you are called is a blessing. Can I have an amen? The Father among those that they called alone, it's a blessing. Because he called these servants and gave them. You see, it's a privilege that you are sitting here today. Because not everybody could make it. But God made it possible for you to come. You should have said amen. So that is the first step. That is why I always feel sad for people. You know, the saddest people you ever feel sad for who go to hell are those who come to church and still go to hell. Because they made the first step to come to church. So when I'm making altar call, I need them and I beg them, listen, if you came to church, please, from your house to church and from your chair to the front, which one is shorter? Do you understand? From where you live to church, from the chair you are sitting on to the front. So if you have done the first one, this is one of the easiest thing to do. Otherwise, it is better you have not come. Do you understand? So it's very, very, very good that you've taken the first step to come. Now, for those who come, take the first step and still miss it, their case will be worse. It will be very disastrous. So the man called these servants and gave unto every one of them. Bless God that somebody had 10, somebody had 5, but somebody had 5, somebody had 2, somebody also had 1. So everybody had something. And I think that is a strong point that Bishop was making to us yesterday. That everybody was giving something. Amen. And talent the same as goods. He gave them his goods. So goods and talents are the same. Amen. But everybody had something. If you don't know it, may you discover it at this camp. May you discover grace that God has placed in your life. May you discover, you see, sometimes, like Bishop was giving an example again of Aida singing. I mean, her level of singing is so high. I mean, so quality that if you are someone like Bishop Richard or Bishop, some of these people, you know that there's no way you can say you are called to sing. Do you understand? If you attend, because it's like the level of the quality. It's like one of the mistakes you make is after she sings, they are also called to sing. It'll be a problem. Total disaster. But the truth of the matter is that you have also been given a talent. Can I have an amen? For many years, I struggled to find. I mean, I'm still trying. I'm sure that's why I came for this camp. To find the goods or the talent that God has given me. I'm trying. truly, I'm trying to find. And I'm sure, slowly, I'm going to find it completely. Can I have an amen? But you see, the beauty of the 70, every time, I've heard Bishop preach, although many of you don't believe it. He always says that if God can use him, God can use everybody. Because he didn't see an angel. We didn't see an angel saying that, my son, I'm sending you into the world to go and preach. He has not seen Jesus telling, my son. No, all he has seen is the word. Bible says, go ye into all the world. And that's what we all see. So if you have not seen an angel before, you are just like the prophets. Can I have an amen? In that sense, an angel calling you to go and preach. You are just like the prophet. He has not seen, but what he has seen is the word of God. And obedience to the word of God has brought all of us where we are. Can I have an amen? And that one talent that has been given you is what you can use. And it can also bring profit. Amen. So look at it again. For 14. And Bible says he tried, we gave them according to what they can do. There are several abilities. And then everybody started to work. The one who had the 5 started working. The man didn't tell them how long he was going to come. He just told them, gave it to him, and he went away. And then the one who had 2 also started working. So your talent or your gifts will multiply if you put it to work. Amen. If you attempt to do what you, and when you start doing it, it's not all the time, it's not going to be easy all the time. It's going, you have to struggle to let people know that Jali also called. Struggle to do something with a very gift that you have been given, but a blessing that something has been placed in your hands. Hallelujah. And so this man, the one who had one, did not use it at all. Did not use it at all. In our church, like the type of churches that you have, we have, it is
illegal to be in the church and not do anything.
It is unacceptable. Do you understand? To be in the church and not do anything, not be involved in anything, to just come in, not in another church, but not our church. In this, our church, if you come and you are serious, small, we'll let you do something. If you like, try and be serious. If you come for Sunday service, then you come for 1 weekday service.
Yes, the man is serious. We'll put you to YouTube. We'll let you do something. If you like, try and be serious and see what happens. Then come.
1, 2, 3. And then add 1 weekday service. That's all.
If you like good, you discover your gift, you never forget. Somebody say amen. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing that we don't have a church with a few world movie champion stars. We don't have a church like that. We have a church that everybody can be a star. Every dancer is a dancing star. Every singer can be a singing star. Every preacher can be a preaching star. We believe that everybody can shine. Come try to say, I can shine. Do you believe it? It is a blessing. Because some of you have been to churches where nobody even asks you to be an usher. But in this church, you are told that you can go beyond an usher, you can also be a preacher.
Beyond an usher, you can start a branch. Beyond being an usher, you can do something more. That is a blessing. Hallelujah. That God has discovered you. God has found. And the very, very, very important point that we cannot forget is the fact that this man, this particular man that prophet is talking about, is not... His guilt was not that he is an adulterer or fornicator, or he is watching pornography. I see overcoming all those problems in Jesus' name. What the master was not happy with, concerned about this one, the fact that, I mean, he has crossed this, that stage is gone, past that stage of doing bad things. Now, he was such a good guy. So good that the master called me and said, look, you are worthy of my talent. So good. So proper. That the master said, you can do something in addition. So his wickedness, the way you were described, as being wicked and slothful, is because he did not do anything for what the master has asked me to do. Not because he has gone to commit murder. Not because he has gone to commit an abortion, but because he's wicked, because what he had, he didn't put it to use. I think that must scare you. What do you think about that? That must scare you, and it comfort some and scare some. I hear you go home. Yes, very, very seriously. When I started to preach, I didn't know how to preach at all. I'm still learning anyway. But when I started, it was scary. I mean, the first time I preached, I wasn't scared. But after the first disaster, I was scared the next one. The first time I wanted to preach, I was in the school when I saw very bad boys and girls. They all in high school, they all looked so terrible. So I told the person in charge of the services that I like to preach to them, because these guys are devils. So I really wanted to preach to them and tell them that they are devils. And I was a little boy, and the guy said, "What can you say?" I said, "Look, God has a message. God has given me a message for them." So one Sunday I was there when they came to tell me that, "Please, Ietisaki, the guest preacher didn't come. Would you like to preach?" I said, "I've been waiting for 1 year." Waiting to preach to them. Not to them, at them. So when they gathered, all of them, about 600, 700 students, they gathered and then they sang a hymn and then they said, "Okay, now let's welcome Brother Ietisaki to come and preach." I said, "Today is the day I've been waiting for. 1 year of preparing to preach. 1 year." So the guy gave me 45 minutes. I said, "This man, that's in 1 year. How can I, 1 year sermon? I was supposed to preach it in 45 minutes. What is wrong with this guy?" Anyway, I said, "I'll try and manage within that time." So I started to preach, and I preached. You're looking at me. I preached at them with all my energy. I shouted at them. I screamed at them. I told them, "You are witches and wizards. All of you go to hell. Don't look at me that way." I preached. I preached so powerfully. When I said all that I had to say, I preached for 13 minutes. Or everything, I 1 year sermon preparation. Everything I ever wanted to say to them, I said it. And I had 30 minutes. I preached only 30 minutes. I was giving 45 minutes. So I wonder what I'm going to do with 32 extra minutes. Then I began to go on. As I said, "You are witches and wizards." As I said, "All of you go to hell one by one. Don't look at me that way." As I said, I preached to them again, second round. But this second time was shorter than the first. That's about 10 minutes. So 13 plus 10 is 23. So now I have 22 extra minutes. I decided to go the third round. As I was saying, what a shock. It was not easy at all. As I was preaching, the guy saw that the man is sweating. Ish. So the prefect just got up and lifted the song up. "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust." So when he lifted the song, he came for the microphone. He said, "I want to thank Brother Ietisaki for a very powerful word." "Look, you don't have to say thank. You don't have to thank me. Me, myself, I know that the preacher didn't work." Hey! At all. It was a Sunday evening. When the service ended, bam! I ran to the dormitory. Went and lay in the bed. Put the blanket on my head and put the pillow also on my head. So by the time anybody comes, I'll be fast asleep. But I didn't even wink an eye the whole night. My head was under the pillow. My eyes were opened. When the student came, they were laughing throughout. Hey! They laughed. Hey! You say you have one talent. Let's see that you have a real talent. They laughed. It's not easy at all. They laughed so much. The morning when I was going to class, when I stepped out of the dormitory on the floor, cartoon of myself preaching. Oh! Cartoon on the floor. When I entered the classroom on the blackboard, cartoons of myself with the microphone. I said, "This week is this week. Today is today." Hey! I tell you, you say you are God. It was not easy. Hey, that was a terrible week. When I was going to the canteen to eat, as I was walking, two girls were following me, two of the girls in the school. They were talking like chickens. You know how you girls talk, gossip sometimes? As I was walking, my leg was just crossing like that as I was walking. Because walking in front of these two little beds. Hey! It was not easy at all. At all. But after 3 weeks, I was there when the prefect came and said, "Ietisaki, this Sunday the guest preacher didn't come. Would you like to preach again?" Me. I should go and preach again. I could have put my fingers into his eyes. I should go and disgrace myself again. But you know, bless God, I said, I will preach. I will preach. Hallelujah. And this time when I went, I've learned humility. I was cool. I said, "All of you are God's children. All of you go to heaven. Nobody will go to hell here." I was cool. Took my time. Said a few things. This time it was much, much better than the first one. So they didn't laugh at me at all. Well, some laugh, but not so much. You know, so I could handle the laughter. I got a third opportunity to preach again. And this time it was much, it was getting better. In fact, I preached so often that
the same school
I was preaching, the whole school get up and clap. Those who laugh at you clap for you if you don't give up. Somebody say amen.
So you see, your journey is
small. Sometimes if you hear a bishop preaching, you hear his messages, you wonder, would I ever be able to preach anywhere close to this? But you also have a talent. Can I have an amen? Jesus was angry with the man. Not because the man had gone to murder somebody. He was upset with him. The master was upset with him. Not because the man has gone to steal or done any of these big five. Whatever. But he was angry because the man did not use the talents. The first man, the Bible says that he's put it to use and he started five more churches. Hallelujah. The second man also started two more churches. I see you starting churches. I see you starting churches all over the region. Can I have an amen? A time is going to come when we'll have 10 churches in Tonga. Do you believe it? We can have 20 churches in Fiji. Let somebody say amen. Amen. That time is going to come. We'll have church buildings all over the place. Somebody say amen. Amen. Because that is what the master expects of us. At this camp, in this place, we are going to see the master. We are going to see our talents sharpened. One talent is going to bring many fruits. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? So the man was very, very, very unhappy with a servant who went, and if you even brought the talent, just come and give it back to me. Don't say anything else. Don't insult me in addition to, my mistake was to give you a job. That's my mistake. The bad thing I did to you was to tell you that, take this. I give you capital to do business. That's my mistake. My mistake was choosing you among all of them and say, you, take this one and do something with it. So, if you didn't use anything, you didn't do it, at least bring mine to me, my thing to me. But don't come with accusation and insults. The first thing you said that you are, I know you. It's Lord. But man came and said, I know you. You reap where you have not. I know you. But he should have said it when he gave it to you because you know him already. Oh, I don't think so. Yeah, you don't get what I'm saying. You know the man already. So you should. His mouth said that then he which had received the one and came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man. That means you know him all when he gave it to you. So you should not have received it. You don't take it and not use it. And when you come, you are piled up more accusations against him. I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. That's what you do. That's all the time I've known you. People have bad thoughts. If you hear people saying bad things about people, hey, so you have this mind about me all this time. And it's very dangerous when the person doesn't say anything at all. You see, if you say it early, don't keep it to yourself. Let me know what you think about me. But don't be quiet about me. The day you open your mouth, that's the day you say wild things. What a shock. Are you still here or go home? The day you open your mouth to talk, hey! So this is your quietness. This is the thing that you can say. You have had this in your mind all this time. Jerry, it's very important too. Somebody in your chair, quiet, moving around, he has bad thoughts about you. She's thinking bad things. The day she opens, the thing that the person begins to say, You are so surprised that. So have you thought all this time? You should have said it. So that I know me and you. That's how it is. But know that I trust you enough to have given you a job. At your church, be a center leader. She said to you, I know you. You reap where you have no sown. You're going to start a center when you have not gone to do any evangelism. You reap where you have no sown. What a shock. Are you going to go home? Are you still here? No, it's very important. That's why Bishop says often that, you know, when somebody is quiet all the time, also be worried about the quietness. Yeah. They're dangerous, isn't it? If the person is too quiet, you'll be uneasy. Because what is he thinking that he's not seeing? After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckons. God will make you give account. And he that received 5 talents brought 5. The Bible says, you see, the 5 talents and saying, Lord, you gave me 5, now I have 5. And the Lord said, well done, faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few. I will make you the ruler of many things. Amen. That makes you say that he was made, you see, the ruler of over 5 cities. You see, what it means is that, like, again, Bishop said yesterday, your reward cannot be compared to what you have done is so small. Your reward will shock you. That little work I did for God, I'm so surprised. I'm so surprised. You see, actually, God wants to bless you. But he wants to have a legitimate reason to bless you. That's why he asks you to do this. Start this. Do this. When you do it and when he rewards you, it cannot be compared. Oh, if I knew that I was going to get five more cities, I would have even done more. You see, sometimes we have no idea. God doesn't want anybody to accuse him. That's why he asked you to do this so that you stand on it to bless him. That's all. So nobody can complain that God is unfair. Nobody can complain. Because you have done something based on that. God will bless you in a big way. And anybody who puts it, listen, he did this, but God already had the mind to bless you. So you see, any assignment you are given in church, tell yourself that God actually has a mega blessing for me. So he's asking me to do this little thing so that I have a good reason to bless me with a mega blessing. Are you here or go home? Do you understand what I'm saying? Never say no to any assignments that's given to you in church. Never say no to anything that you are asked to do. Because this man was given a sermon by the master, not even by God. God will give you a sermon through his pastors, through his servants. He'll give you a job to do, a work to do. You will not hear God himself come and say, my son, start a center. But through that, you'll be given a job to do. May you hear the voice of your pastor as the voice of God speaking to you. Amen. And if you do that, Bible says that the man was blessed. What 5 talents was shocked. I'll make you ruler over many things. Ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The same person who, the other person who had the two, the same thing. He was blessed with more blessings. And the third guy, unfortunately, who came with the accusation, you see how he ended. I pray that your mind will be pure. Can I have an amen? Can I be your loudest amen? How many of you are with us this? How many of you know that this camp is going to be a life-changing camp? Don't have oblique thoughts. Amen. Oblique. Going another direction. Another direction. You will never lose by serving God. I've served God long enough to tell you that nobody serves God and loses. Nobody ever serves God and ends up as a loser. you'll not be a loser. I said, you'll not be a loser. I served God long enough to beat my chest and tell you, nobody serves God and ends up as a disaster and a shame. You'll not be shamed. You'll not be disgraced. You will be a shining star. I say you'll be a shining star. Hallelujah. But be careful. Let's look at this man's words again. This man's words. The words of this weak man. The words of the third servant. He said, I knew thee. Many people think they know Bishop. We know what he's going to preach at the camp. Kill yourself for Jesus. You can predict. As a bishop, we know what you see at the camp. Work for the Lord. We know him. But it's a mistake. It's nice to have an idea, but you don't know him at all. We don't know him at all. There's so much. You know, when you have that idea, you can also come to a meeting with a certain attitude. It's like, I know everything already. I know what the drift of this meeting. I know where it's going to go. I know why he's saying this. I even know the reason why he's giving this example and all that and so on. Because you have a mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you here? Go home. Yeah. You know him. I know. As a bishop, when he comes, we know what he's going to say. We know the direction of the... I mean, if you see the thing, I mean, I need only one talent. We all have an idea of what the man is going to say. Many are called. We have an idea. But you don't know him yet. Even the books he has written, you don't know them. Many are called is a title in one of the books, but you don't know it yet. You have it on your shelf, but you don't know it yet. You don't know it yet. So much has been written. You know, so don't have a mind that I know the man already. With that attitude, you'll not be able to receive fully. Can I have an amen? You must have an attitude that God has sent his prophet, your father, to you with his word. And my spirit is opened. My heart is opened. I'm ready to receive what God has for me. Amen. I don't know how long this servant has been with the master for him to have come to this conclusion. I knew thee that thou art a hard man. So what means somebody say hard man? I mean, do you understand when you say somebody say hard man? A hard man. A wicked man. Somebody who doesn't understand anything. I know you. You not when you come and tell you that the thing you gave me, I went to do some business, I didn't work, you'll kill me. You're a hard man. Reaping where you have not sown. And gather it where you have not strawed. That is the man's conclusion. That's the man's mind. And then that is what made him do what he did. I don't know what was going on in his mind when the others were receiving their rewards. As he stood by and they were calling the one with five and the one with two, and they received their rewards. I don't know what was going on in his mind. That's what you can say about him. Number 25. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. I've not made any losses. They asked me to pastor the church. I've been doing the work. Lo, this is your church. You can have your church. Do this. You see, so you are just with a certain mind, you only maintain what has been given you. But the mind that the master has given assignment and you can become be productive, you will see that your church will multiply. I see your churches multiplying. Can I have an amen? I see many more pastors rising out of this ministry. I see many church coming out of this camp. Hallelujah. I see it all over, everywhere. Hallelujah. Papua New Guinea, we need more churches. Your amen is very feeble. Yes, we need more churches. And God is going to use many more people here. I sense it in this camp that many are going to receive the grace to start churches. Grace to build churches. Can I have an amen? Grace to go far from your location and start. Hallelujah. Travel out of your city. Go to another city. Go to another part of the city and start many churches. God will do it. And God will use you. I see young people rising up. Say, we can do it. We can do it. God's going to use a lot of young people to do things at places where maybe grown-ups are afraid to go. You will go. Say amen. And God will use you. These are the words of the man. So today, I want you to banish every oblique thoughts. Oblique. Every negative mind you have. Every thought that is going another direction. Dark thoughts you are having. We are cursing that thought in Jesus' name. Release yourself from that negative thought. Do you know that preaching can come and then think that maybe I'm the reason why the man is making this point. I've never catch you before. The other person is preaching. You feel that I am the reason why. You don't know that your problem is other 100 people's problem. One day, somebody came to tell me his problem. And I told him that, listen, this is what you have told me. I was going to preach. And I was going to use this same example in my preaching. I'm going to preach. That just before I went to preach, he came to tell me his problem. The problem was the same problem that one of the examples I was going to give in my preaching. So I told him, listen, I'm telling you now that what you have told me, I want to go to people. I'll use this example, but not you. Because I planned it before you came with your problem. So if I don't use the example, because of you, certain people will not receive the revelation because of you. Do you understand? I mean, you told me a problem that I was planning to preach with it anyway. So now, what do I do? Should I not use the example? Because you have the problem, you think that your problem is what I'm preaching with. So I warned him in advance. And when I went to church, I told them that this example I'm giving, somebody came to tell me the same thing. And I'm telling you also in the church that when they come and tell me a problem, next week I may preach with it, but it's not because of you, but maybe I have planned already to preach with something like that. So you got to eliminate oblique thoughts. So don't tell this. If you tell them their problem, you hear it on the pulpit. If you tell us again, you hear another one. Any of you, because the problem you're having is not unique to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not unique to you at all. And another person told Bishop Adi once that when you're preaching about people who don't pay their tithe, you are looking at my direction. And she said, because you are going to look at my direction, you are going to look at the tithe record, and you realize that is why you are looking at my direction. And she even said that you even came down and walked towards my direction, and you are saying the thing. From that day, she never came to church again.
I'm telling you, she never came to church again. It's what? Only
thoughts. And the Holy Spirit is convicting. You know, I said the Holy Spirit's conviction. You are saying that the man has come to embarrass you. That's what she said. She said, I know her name. Her name is, the lady's name is on my tongue. I can mention the name right now. If I say it, you don't know her, so it doesn't mean anything. But she said that Bishop Adi has gone to look because, and she said, you know, Bishop Adi was, maybe I said in church, for 6 months, doesn't pay your tithe. And exactly 6 months, she hasn't paid. Exactly 6 months, she hasn't paid. What a shock. And he was looking at her direction and started walking towards her direction. And pointing towards her direction. So his intention is to embarrass her. I said, do we have time to go through the records? And look, you pray, but I didn't pay enough. And you look at everybody. Then we have a lot of time. A lot of time. Bishop Chris, you have to go through and look at everybody. No. Well, me, I look at the records of only matters. If your pastor don't pay your tithes, you are a traitor. And I look at it, 1, 2, 3. Bring me every pastor's tithe record. Not necessarily the amount, but at least you are paid regularly. I want to know that you're not qualified to go and serve a pastor. You're looking at me. Yes, very, very important. Yes. Anyway, so what I'm saying to all of us here is that we, in a camp like this, eliminate every oblique thought. And when the preaching is hitting you, keep smiling. Nobody knows you. If you squeeze your favor, the point is hitting you hard. So just keep a smile that, and everybody laughing, Vijay is preaching very well. But I know the thing is like, my grandmother used to tell me that when the medicine is bitter, it works better. I don't know where she learned her science. But she said, when the medicine is bitter, it works better. Because she used to give us all these type of medicines that was bad, bitter. And then when she I don't want it. Say, hey, if the sweet ones don't work, the bitter ones, they work better. I remember some time ago, she would give us, even when you scratch your hair, she'll give you medicine right now. She's more than any doctor you've ever met in life. When he sees you doing this, hey, you're not welcome. Careful, medicine. Hey. And she has a box of medicines, plenty of them. Each one is only, she knows this one, that take this one. So sometimes when we are gives her medicine, and then we are taking the tablets. You know, because sometimes she's being given, as she's giving the medicine, she's also doing other things. Take this now. So we take a glass of water and a tablet. They were standing in front of the door. So when she bought them, threw it outside. Very bitter. Then she will say, it's very good for you. Very good for you. When it's bitter, it works better. But we throw it away. She didn't know. I remember one time, my brother, he was given the medicine to take. And when she did not know, a visitor was coming from outside. So the two tablets, she, the person said, boom! So what is this? I won't tell you the beating that he had that day. What a shock. But when it is bitter, it works. So may you receive the word of God in your life. May the word of God cure us. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It's a good day. I said it's a good day. Yesterday was the foundation. Today, by the grace of God, we are carrying on. Amen. And I pray that every oblique thought, lay your hands on your neighbor and cast out every oblique thought. Cast it out. Every oblique. Hey, I said lay your hands on your neighbor, cast it out now. Oblique. We drive it out. Oblique thoughts. Bad to negative, that go another direction. In the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. Are you blessed? Are you excited? Are you happy? Don't tell yourself that, oh, I know the prophet. I know thee. I knew thee. I knew before you came, I knew what you would say. I knew thee. Then you took that. You came anyway because all they knew the person. I pray that God give us a hand to receive what God has for us. Your life, my life, our lives, our ministries will change forever. Clap your hands for the Lord one more time. Amen. Be seated as we welcome Ida.
things my own way. You said if I'll only ask, you direct my path. My soul, you've been keeping. You wake me up from my sleeping, and you know just what I've been needing. 'Cause I wanna talk to you. In the middle of the night, when morning comes, I will be alright, 'cause I wanna talk to you. Oh, oh. Teach me, Lord, today. Should I go, should I stay? Guide me on your way, 'cause I wanna talk to you. I wanna talk to you.